All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We've been talking to you about run schemes. We've been talking to you about a whole bunch of different things schematically, but we thought it would be important to actually get into the positions themselves. There's a lot of vocabulary that gets thrown around about different positions. Different coaches use different names for the same position. And today we're going to be talking about the defensive backfield. So I'll start with you right here, Ian, because you're the only one in the room. What does Texas... Does this Texas have a star or a nickel?
Both.
Oh, okay. So they run both out on the field at the same time.
They do. And they are one person, two position names.
Oh, so the star and the nickel are the same?
They are, in fact, the same.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. What is a nickel? Where does the nickel traditionally play? And why are we calling this person a nickel?
The nickel was historically the team's nickel corner would be a fifth defensive back and third cornerback on the team that would come out on like a third and 10 type situation. So it's like, hey, we know the other team is going to throw here. So we're going to take a linebacker off the field and we'll play with an extra defensive back so we can just cover up everybody in man coverage. We know they'll try to throw. It was very much a sub package thing. And it was very much the nickel on every team was like you're not like a full-time player. Maybe you're an up and coming guy, or maybe you're like a marginal player in the NFL. We just have this one role for you. Just be okay with this one thing when we need you. And, that's the way it was in the NFL and in college football for all the way into the 2000s, deep into the 2000s. If you go up to like Big Ten country. So nickel, five, fifth defensive back. Eventually, in the spread era, teams realized, oh, teams are spreading us out on first down. We can't put a linebacker on the field like we used to, because he's just going to be chasing a slot receiver around, or he's going to have to defend the run after first covering a bunch of ground. We need to play a fifth defensive back all the time. And so teams would do that. Some of them came up with catchy names early. Other teams took longer to come up with their catchy names because a lot of them realized if you tell players at that time, like, we want you to be a nickel, that was not exciting. It's like, you want me to be the role player? You want me to be the afterthought defensive back? Nah, man, I'm way better than that, right? And one of the names that has stuck for a lot of teams is the star.
Uh-huh.
There is still a little bit of negative baggage around the nickel position. Jahdae Barron, the reason Texas got Jahdae Barron back last year for his phenomenal Thorpe Award-winning season is because the NFL looked at him and they said, if you're so good, why are you playing nickel? If you were that good, you'd be playing corner. So he moved to corner, and he showed that he was that good. We'll see what he does in the NFL.
So I want to get into specifically how PK and Texas use the nickel position. But before we do, let's hear from our sponsor.
This video is brought to you by Andre the Lawyer. If you're injured, trust the team that secured millions for their clients and helped thousands of Texans with their injury case. Car wrecks, slip and falls, 18-wheeler accidents, on-the-job injuries, and wrongful deaths. Don't let insurance tell you what your claim is worth. Hire Andre the Lawyer to fight for you. Principal office is in Dallas, but they serve Texans throughout the state. So don't wait and call Andre the Lawyer today at 214-444-8808. That's 214-444-8808. The contact information is in the description.
Let's talk about how PK uses this position specifically, because as you pointed out, this used to be maybe a transitional position. As players were getting maybe a little bit more adjusted to the secondary. And now this is a star position. It is a position of need as we go through this. And I'm just curious, before we get into specifically the way that PK schemes this particular position, can you talk to me a little bit about what kind of player profiles into the position? What are we looking for by way of size, skill? What makes the ideal nickel or star?
It's a little bit of a hybrid spot, and we'll get into that. So versatility is the main name of the game. Texas tends to draw their nickels from the cornerbacks room. Jahdae Barron was a corner, became a nickel, went back to corner. Jalen Gilbo was recruited as a corner. He's now moving back to corner. It's expected for the 2025 season. If you're watching this in the future, that's what was expected at this time. Next year, it may be somebody from the safety room. You want somebody that's like a corner who can play closer to the ball, take more in with his eyes, and be a little more physical. Or you want a safety who's quick enough to cover more like a corner. So it can sound like you're looking for a guy that's almost like a unicorn, but the position is often friendly to like tweeners, guys who are maybe smart, tough, good ball players, but who aren't necessarily like the ideal for your other typical positions.
So it sounds like when you're saying this hybrid position, to even simplify it further, this needs to be a player that can play in the box, stop the run, and also cover.
Yeah.
Great.
A little bit of box safety, maybe more than linebacker, but a little bit of box safety and a little bit pure cover corner.
Great. Well, let's look at one of these diagrams.
I've got the three main assignments that you typically find from the nickel or the star. One is he may have to drift towards where the linebackers are and support the run. That's our first arrow. So if it's a run that's like aiming to the other side of the field, he may have to fill the backside like a traditional strong safety would, you know, back in the day, where you kind of drop into the box and try to run in and make a hit on somebody. His first responsibility is the one on bottom, which is matching that H receiver and covering him. Whether it's
just to review, that H receiver is generally what player?
The slot receiver.
Yep. Slot receiver. Okay.
Whether it's zone or man, he's generally sticking pretty tight to that guy on a pass, unless he's doing the other thing, which is common of a nickel, which is blitzing the edge. Ideally, in an unexpected fashion where the offense doesn't see him coming because he's usually not the biggest guy.
Sure.
There's also, I mean, if your guy is really good at it, you might have him drop back and play safety where that F is so that somebody else can rotate and do something confusing. Really, the more the nickel can do, the better. And you want him honestly to be able to do all three of these things at an average level. Maybe for Texas, an above average level, starting with covering the slot. If he's not good at covering the slot, then that's a non-starter. Supporting the run and blitzing the edge, you want him to be at least like semi-useful in those facets as well.
Great. Should we look at some tape?
Yeah, we've got some examples.
Okay, so what we're going to see here is defending a slant. Let's have a look at that.
So this will be Jalen Gilbo against Ohio State. And you can see if you pause it, he's on the hash mark. He's matched up with a slot receiver. And it's a pass. So he's got his first responsibility is covering him. The nickel does have help potentially outside the ball. If the receiver goes outside, he might have help from the corner. Maybe not, depending on the coverage. He generally has some degree of help behind him from the safety. And then theoretically help inside from the linebackers, but that's what you can probably count on the least. So he's not completely on an island, but as you can see in this example, he's in quite a lot of space. And if the receiver goes left or right, there's space to move and the nickel has to match him. So this is why Texas tends to use more of a cornerback type to be able to run laterally with somebody and stick with them. And also the other trick is that this receiver is one of the closest in proximity to the quarterback, yet there's still space to throw the ball. It's like the receiver on the top, he's really close to the quarterback as well, but there's more bodies in the mix there. When you're throwing wide to the field, there's fewer bodies in your way. There's fewer bodies out there that could show up and pick it off. This is a demanding position in this regard, and we're about to see an example where the demands were a little bit too much. That's Emeka Egbuka in Ohio State. You're not going to face a slot receiver generally as good as that, but this is what it looks like at the highest level. Trying to stick with that guy, and your linebacker is not even necessarily wrong in his alignment. It's just a lot of ground to cover, and it's hard to cover that stuff up.
Let's move over to another example here. We've got this is going to be coming in on a screen. So let's have a look at this.
This is going to be an RPO by Ohio State, but they're going to motion the guy out and throw him a bubble screen. And the trick to defending bubble screens to a multi-receiver side is the nickel has to be, or star has to be very forceful at playing those blocks. And you need him to ideally get outside of his blocker and force the ball back inside for his teammates to get. Or at the very least, to force the screen catcher to take a very wide path around him and lose his angle so that the team pursuit can catch him. Does that make sense geometrically?
Yeah.
Both of them, your placement and your leverage are essential. And you need to be violent and physical because somebody's trying to block you and you're trying to eliminate space and angles. In this example, it's big Jelani McDonald, who's in there at, I believe he's listed at 6'2", 205 pounds. Jalen Gilbo, not sure what he's listed at, but I would guess that he's more like 5'10", 180. So a much bigger guy here, and that is going to pay dividends in defending this play. Might have been held a little bit. Definitely drove his guy back and forced a wider path around the end for the screen catcher. And that combined with not a great angle on Jahdae Barron basically wrecked the play. This was a pickup of where did they end up getting him? A gain of maybe one. That's what good perimeter defense looks like. Sometimes the nickel is defending the edge against the run, but a lot more times he has perimeter defensive responsibilities, but they're involved defending passes, short passes behind the line of scrimmage. That's like an essential task for the nickel, is playing those well.
So we've looked at coverage at a slant. We've looked at coverage on a screen. Let's have a look at that position where you were talking about, where we need to get them in the box and blitzing. So let's have a look at that.
This one will be Jalen Gilbo against Clemson. Clemson, you can see right there where you freezed it. They sent late motion to get the tight end over there, and he waited until they were set before he fired off on the blitz. Because generally, if an offense does a motion like that, they're snapping the ball pretty fast after that before you can adjust. And Texas has their call lined up really well. So, like, they do their motion. Clemson's like, all right, we're going to make a move around, and then we'll snap the ball, and they won't be ready for our new formation. Texas was ready. Very well-timed blitz by Gilbo. This is the best kind of nickel blitz, is when you don't give them a chance to see it coming. If they see it coming, then you turn back into a little corner who's trying to run past big people. But if they don't see it coming, then you can be a speed demon off the edge. And it goes well.
Go ahead. And who is responsible for picking him up? Is that the running back?
That can depend on a lot of things. Usually the quarterback has to pick him up when he's that far outside, depending on how they set their protection. In this play, I believe it's actually a quarterback run all the way anyways. And so the fact that they don't pick him up at all and some good defense up front by the defensive line makes this dead on arrival. Look at that. He basically, oh, you know what? they were pulling linemen over to block him on the edge. And he got there so fast that the pulling linemen couldn't even pick him up. Because they were trying to run a GT counter. Go watch our counter video to explain, understand what that means. And you see, they like one of them runs into the other from behind.
It's also, he just runs right by that guard.
Yeah, he had no prayer. It was, the blitz was timed perfectly. Troy Polamalu, anybody that can remember is watching Troy Polamalu on the Pittsburgh Steelers. This was like his specialty, was timing these blitzes so that he'd be running at the ball at the snap and then just be in the backfield before anyone even realized what was going on. Gilbo didn't really make that habit necessarily, but he was pretty good at it at times.
So if there were, if you were to put into summation, what would you say are the bullet points in describing a nickel or a star position?
You almost want your best overall defensive back. Your best pure coverage people should probably just play corner. So that makes this a tricky extrapolation. But if there's a guy that's just an outstanding all-around football player and a defensive back, the nickel allows him, or star, as Texas likes to call it, it allows him to do so many different things and impact the game in a lot of different ways. If he's like just nails at timing that blitz, that's obviously extremely effective. If he can eliminate your perimeter screen game, that's huge. Texas, when Texas shut down TCU in the 2022 season, the year TCU went to the national championship, they narrowly beat Texas. And the reason it was only narrow was because Jahdae Barron dominated their spread screen game so badly on his own that it allowed Texas to focus on TCU's run game and shut that down for the most part as well. And then also, if you can erase a slot receiver and eliminate those easier throws to the field on that, like the slant we saw earlier, these are all extremely high value propositions for if you can do any one of those things. Be like average or decent at the other two. If you're really good at all of them, you're starting to talk about just a completely dominant force on the football field. Like Tyrann Mathieu played this position and he was good at all of these things the year that he was, I believe, a Heisman finalist for LSU in 2011. Roy Williams did these things for Oklahoma. Anybody that can remember that can just shudder along with the rest of us right now. Michael Huff did like a version of this, but they didn't even play nickel at the time.
Right.
It's tough because, like I said before about Jahdae Barron, the NFL doesn't necessarily value guys who dominate games from this position in college. But anytime you can get away with sticking an all-world player there, it wrecks so many things that offenses want to do. And that's why they like to call it the star, is that they can try to convince some of the better players to do it.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys being here with us. Please join us at InsideTexas.com. We're going to have Ian has written several articles on this very topic and digging in deep a little bit. But we wanted to start again building the vocabulary of the fan base. So when we move into the season, we're better fans as a result of it. Thank you so much for being there and check us out next time.